It's Thursday, and once again, time for us to read from your letters. There was lots of email this week from people who enjoyed our conversation with world-traveling musician Bob Brosman.
Chris May, a classically trained violinist turned bassist from Charlotte, North Carolina, writes that Brosman managed to beautifully explain a geographic rhythm theory that I had never heard of in my 20 years as a musician, the difference between on-beat cultures and off-beat cultures. And his demonstration of the rhythmic complexity of music, that on its face seems so simple and repetitive, was another great insight that both musicians and novices could appreciate.
But William Daffer of Los Angeles, California, finds fault with Brosman's analysis and writes to say that Brosman's remark on the lack of rhythmic complexity in Western music requires an answer. While this observation is generally true, much Western music does have boringly predictable rhythms, it is far too simplistic. For instance, the ambiguity between hearing the fundamental pulse in 2 or 3 while in 6-4 time, of which Mr. Brosman made considerable comment, is well known to those familiar with Baroque and Renaissance music. In fact, it has a name. It's called hemiola.
Several listeners were unhappy with us for airing an Alan Chew's review that praised a book titled Leash by Jane DeLynn. The book contains descriptions of bestiality.
Michael Baker of Barnwell, South Carolina writes, I cannot believe that you even allowed this item to be reviewed by your staff, much less discussed on the radio. The material content of this book is not proper for any type of polite or civilized conversation, and certainly has no place on a primetime radio program. I draw the line at bestiality, bondage, and deviant sexual behavior. If this is the best book that you can find to review, then it's time to stop doing book reviews on ATC.
Lots of mail, too, on our report from Roosevelt High in Seattle on senioritis. James Early, a teacher at Hidden Valley High School in Murphy, Oregon, writes, As a high school teacher, I was appalled at the slacker mentality displayed by the students and seemingly allowed by the teachers at Roosevelt High. I teach physics and astronomy at a small rural high school. My senior students did not slack off at all. In fact, my seniors, now gone, they get to graduate a week early, were some of my best workers. Students work up to the level that is expected from them, and if Roosevelt High wants to discourage senioritis, then it needs to discourage couch classes and offer subjects that challenge and encourage their students to perform at top levels.
And finally, this from listener Steve Baer, responding to our feature on Radio Row, the neighborhood that eventually became the site of the World Trade Center.
When I was 7 years old, in 1950, my dad introduced me to Radio Row, Mr. Baer writes, Until the late 50s, I would travel there at least every 2 weeks, taking the A train from Washington Heights. I even recall buying some parts from Bland the Radio Man that I eventually used in a project that won second place in a New York City science fair. I credit that period in time and Radio Row with starting my interest in electronics. That in turn led to a long and productive career at Bell Labs and in the Bell System.
You can send us your comments and criticisms via email to this address, atc@npr.org. Please tell us your name, how to pronounce it, and where you live. Pronunciations are helpful there as well.